Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, with the change of the law allowing adult use of cannabis in New York, I see marijuana companies are already targeting Wolf Road in Albany for dispensaries.
That's right. They're preparing for when that recreational cannabis shop is allowed to be open in New York. It still could be 18 months or more before the sale is permitted, because regulations still have to be approved by a newly created Office of Cannabis Management and the Cannabis Control Board, members to be appointed by Governor Cuomo. Medical marijuana company Vireo Health is moving its dispensing facility from Fuller Road in Colony to the former Pier 1 import store on Wolf Road, which is a much more visible location. Just down the road, a marijuana company expressed interest in leasing the former Romano's Macaroni Grill, but the property owners declined. They didn't accept the offer because they said it was the gateway into Shoppers Park at Wolf Road. They're open to the possibility of leasing to a marijuana business, but would prefer it be inside the shopping plaza, not right at the front. Ken Brownell, a listing broker with Vanguard Fine, said once retail sales are approved, the real estate opportunities will be like the gold rush. He says he currently gets about 15 calls a week for one listing that he has in Massachusetts. He says right now it's just sort of a waiting game because there are a lot of variables and nobody knows what the guidelines will be just yet.
From that story, let's go to the $16 million acquisition of an Albany company, one of the region's first SPAC deals. Explain.
An Albany telecommunications company was acquired by a company called Charge Enterprises, which is a New York City special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC. ANS is one of the first companies from the Albany area that has been acquired by a SPAC, which is also known as a blank check company, because the company is formed exclusively to go public and raise money for the purpose of merging with a private company. Charge, which became public as a SPAC earlier this year, has raised $16.5 million in debt financing to fund the acquisition of ANS, along with ongoing operations. The acquisition will let Charge expand its 5G capabilities and electronic vehicle charging station installation. ANS worked with Dave Wojcicki of Wojcicki & Co. as its CPA and M&A advisor, and attorney Brian Murphy from Couch White on the deal. Both Wojcicki and Murphy said it was the first sell-side SPAC acquisition they've worked on with a company in the Albany area, and they both agreed it's likely to become a much more popular option for closely held businesses looking for an exit.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Joins us on Thursdays. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks.
Thank you.